Now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Albany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are, too. Before we look ahead to your home opener this week, you guys gave North Dakota State quite a battle on the road, fall 28-6 on Saturday. As you kind of look back at that game, give me your impressions on the way your team played.
I thought we played with a great deal of passion and effort. I don't know that we played the smartest football game that we needed to play as far as playing that level of a team, a highly ranked football team. The mistakes, we felt like we went toe-to-toe the whole first half. We thought we outplayed them in the first half. We had an unfortunate turnover in the red zone, and it led to a touchdown on the other direction. It's tough overcoming those kind of mistakes, and we've got to get better. It's something that, obviously we're working on, but we played really well in the first half. And, I think the momentum swing was the opening play of the second half. They broke a long run. We had done a great job of stopping there. They live on the pound in the ball and splitting runs on you and quarterback runs and things like that. We were really controlling a lot of that. And the run that split was a broken play. I mean, it was a bad mistake on our end. The edge of our defense fell apart. And, so it's unfortunate that we gave that play up. But at the end of the day, it was a great experience for our kids to play there. And they played their butts off. And we just came up short in our minds of executing the game plan the way we wanted to. But there were some positives, and we're going to build on those and try to recover to get ready for Rhode Island.
That's what I was going to ask you. It appeared your guys handled the environment pretty well, and knowing the difficulty of starting conference play, which you do this week, how do you think that game Saturday may provide some benefits down the road?
I knew when we scheduled it, it was going to make us a better team. I think that the challenges that we face always make us better in so many ways. I think it showed our kids we can go toe-to-toe with a really physical football team. I mean, they are big and physical, and they roll players in and out, and they have a lot of depth. Some of that was a challenge, but the environment didn't bother us. The kids played hard from the start. We handled the noise with no problems. For the most part, I can't even really think anything big off the top of my head. The coaches did a great job preparing the kids for it. We just enjoyed the whole trip other than we felt like that if we could get the game into the fourth quarter, we could win the game. And we really felt that way going in. But we faltered on the one big player. It would have been a one score game with a chance to win at the end. So at the end of the day, like I said, we handled things. The kids played their guts out, and I think we improved. And the thing we can build off of is, the effort level was outstanding. Now we got to play a little smarter and a little more with technique.
We talked a little bit last week about the wide receiving core, some of the new guys that you thought would step up, and obviously Roy Alexander was one. Talk about the big play at the end of the first half and just his performance overall.
Yeah, he's a good football player. He gives us an explosive athlete in the slot. It's been a while since we've been that explosive at that position. He's just learning. But he's a good football player, and he competes really hard. He studies the game, which I really like about him. And I thought our receivers did a good job. Jeff played really well in stretches. We had guys open. We just couldn't finish a few plays. We had a double move where we were behind the defense and just couldn't get the completion. So, the receivers, I thought, really played pretty well against, a tough defense. And, so I was happy with those guys for the most part. And I think, I think our offensive line grew up a little bit in that game, even though it was a real physical battle and they were rolling people regularly, they kind of hung in there. And I think there's some youth in there that's going to get better as we progress.
Question this morning from Mark Singles. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hi, Greg. I know you get the hometown heroes game on Saturday, which always means a lot to you. But particularly this one following the 20th anniversary of 9/11, I'm wondering what that means to you and the team, particularly having fans back in the stadium for the first time on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there to unwrap. I mean, being a former policeman, I've always I know the struggles, what's going on for them in the world and for the people, for everybody, and trying to get right. And I it's a tough situation that they're in. It's a tough job. So we try to honor our military and our police and our fire and our medics. And we've done a really great job here. I'm very thankful to Mark Benson and our people and our support people for the effort that we put into it. It's a big event for us. It's important to us that we recognize these people that try to help us and keep us safe. And so we do that each year, and it's a big day for us. But it's also, a chance to get out in front of our home crowd again. And I've seen so many teams right now playing in front of these big home crowds because people can't wait to get out and see their team after such a hiatus. I sure hope our fans are going to show up and support not just our hometown hero game, but to support these kids who are dying to get out in front of the home fans and play a game.
Would Colonel Clark speak to your team this week, Greg, or is that later in the year?
Nope, absolutely. He'll be speaking. We ended up moving this hometown hero up just because getting the better weather. But we give an award out each year to one of our players on Thursday. He'll speak to the team. He's just a great person, and we love having him part of our program. So we will give out the award on Thursday to one of our players, and that kind of, acts in a way that's a leader and like Jack's son. So, that's what we're looking for with that award. And it's a great honor, and it's been given to some of our best players, not the best football players necessarily, but the best people on our football team.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned last week that you've always been a proponent of scheduling tough non-conference games. And, the last two full seasons here, you open with North Dakota State, a perennial national championship contender. 2019 with Central, they ended up playing in the MAC title game. Having those real tough games in week one, how do you feel like it's beneficial in terms of building up and seeing what you need to really kind of work on in order to contend in conference?
Well, there's nothing quite like forging toughness through playing toughness. You can't simulate that in practice. To go out and play, they're a very physical football team. They pride themselves. They're going to run the football, and they don't care if you load the box. And it was a real challenge for our defense to fit and play the game the right way. And I think most of the game we did, I think we got running around a little bit when they scored their third touchdown, but the kids played, it just develops toughness and it develops the type of mentality you want moving forward with your football team. And I think, I like the tough openers. Central, we went into that Central game last year. Everybody thought Central, because everyone looks at last year's schedules and thinks, oh, last year is the way they're going to be this year. Central had added a bunch of players. They were really good. They ended up in the MAC championship game and a bowl game. And we played really a tough football game with them. And I saw this as a very similar type game. We're hoping that we get the same bounce out of playing this. And our schedule is very tough. I open it with number three or four in the country. Rhode Island may be ranked this week. An ACC team, a number top five Delaware team. This is what we're playing. So we better be ready to go toe-to-toe with everybody if we're going to try to win some games. And this Rhode Island team is very good. We know what the talent level they have and the type of coaching they get. So we've got to be ready to play.
And talking about Rhode Island, Kasim Hill threw some really great deep balls in their game on Saturday. What's kind of your impressions of him, and how do you go about defending him?
I'm sorry, who did you defend and who?
Oh, Rhode Island's quarterback, Hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's very similar to the young man we just played. I almost look alike. I mean, they're both thick, physical runners that can throw the ball. I think I saw out of Hill in the game, this, I thought he really threw the ball really well, and he's a good runner, and they do a good job. They attack your defense. They do a really good job. I think they understand how defenses play, and they do a good job trying to put you in bad situations. I don't put a ton of stock in the spring season because it's just, everybody was all over the place with different things. The weather was tough, all those different things. We know they're going to be aggressive, and we know they're going to go fast once in a while. We know, you know, there's no real hidden things, but he makes it go. If he plays well, it's a big challenge. Our job is to try to get him out of his game. You know, that's the best thing we can do is try to disrupt them.
Got one quick one for you, Greg, from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. I saw a report, Coach, that Jared Verse got a little dinged up at MDSU. Did he get a little nicked up? And if so, what or is it too early to offer something on his status?
Yeah, no, he's fine. I think he got hit in an uncomfortable place, but he's fine. He'll recover. No problems.
All right, Greg. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you, everybody.
Right, take care.